Psalm 110 and verse 2 says this, "The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies." Okay, and we know that's talking about Jesus, but in actual fact, we are joint heirs with him. We established that last night, amen? So our prayers should not be concerning our enemies. It should not be, "Lord, let me escape them," but rather, "Let me," what? "Overcome them. Let me conquer them." He says, you rule where? Rule where? In the midst of your enemies. Okay. Friends, if there's no possibility of defeat, there is no potential of victory. Unless there's a battle, there's no triumph. Okay, where are you going to rule? Not in the picnic. Where are you going to rule? You're going to rule in the midst of your enemies. That's where your authority is actually established. The joy is in the overcoming, not in the conflict avoidance. You don't get victory by avoiding. You get victory by overcoming. Are we alive today? Okay, that's where you grow in your spiritual authority. We must place them under our feet. 1 Corinthians 15, 24, 25. Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign until he puts all enemies under his feet. Under his feet. He must, and I was talking about Jesus, but we are joint heirs with him. He says he must reign, he must exercise rulership, he must exercise kingly authority until when? Until there's no further need of it. And friends, so must we. And here's the three points that we have to clearly establish. One, we must exert and exercise rulership until our enemies get the message. And friends, they'll get the message if we make a stand. And two, I mean, they're programmed for it. Let me tell you something. There's not a demon in hell that doesn't know what I'm telling you right now. They're scared out of their minds that you're going to wake up to this, because they know their subject to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They know they're subject to your authority. But we just haven't exercised it. Okay, number two, every time their objective is not realized, we have taken ground. We have undermined their ability and strength to rule in the future, and we have increased our authority and decreased theirs. Now, here's the point. Every time we give in other words, we allow those ungodly emotions, we allow those ungodly thoughts, we allow those confessions and actions to rule that dishonor the Lord. Every time you give in, what do? Well, you do the reverse. You grant them further right to assail you the next time, and you simply diminished your authority and increased theirs. And it's a blow by blow, day by day, moment by moment, interchange, where on occasions you're increasing your authority, other times you're giving it away. But you're establishing your authority. So I'm saying to you this morning, don't be surprised when your adversary seems to rage and threaten. Don't be surprised by that. But number two, don't be intimidated by it either. Be stimulated by it. Be empowered by it. If your steps are being ordered by the Lord, then I'm telling you right now, he's allowed this not to consume you, but to bring you forth, to establish you as an overcomer over them. 1 John 4, 4 says quite clearly, "Greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world." Romans 8, 37, "We are more than conquerors through Christ." Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, so it's really quite simple then. We must learn to rule, or we shall be ruled.